I'm not going to take you through it. It still makes the hair on the back of my neck go up, and it was so miserable. But it lasted, and I would drink a week, then I wouldn't drink a month. I'd drink a month, I wouldn't drink a week. I would drink, go to the meetings. I'd go to the meetings, and I would drink. Things began to happen to me in this time that had not happened to me before. And I'm not talking to you now, things that happened to me in this period of time that I did consider to be significant. I was fired as a tenured full professor of law, the youngest one in the United States, fired. I was in serious, I mean very serious, personal, professional, and financial difficulties. And I had lost the affection of everybody who was around me, and for the last period of time drinking, I pretty much lived in a car. All of this happened, but this is not what I'm talking to you about. What I now understand was happening to me is that there seemed to be in my case, and perhaps in yours, a terrible, terrible disintegration of my spirit. That spirit which makes me different than each of you. That spirit which gives me whatever individuality or personality or character that I might have. And this was the spirit which once burned in me so bright. And it was practically extinguished, and I knew it. And there wasn't a thing in the world that I could do about it. And as I sit here and tell you, I did not think I would ever be able to stop drinking. I just didn't think so. I didn't think it was going to happen. Sad. I thought that was very sad, but that's the way it was. And that's how I continued to drink. And then one day, my time came. I don't know any more about this than anybody in this room, but it does seem to me that there is a time for all of us, and there is a time for each of us. And I say to you, there's a line there somewhere beyond which we are simply not permitted to go. And it seems to me there's a point somewhere below which we just are not allowed to sink. And there's also, I think, a level of pain somewhere beyond which no human is required to endure. Now, of course, I don't know where this would be for you. How would I know such a thing? I only know what happened to me. And I think it is a personal, and it's an individual thing, and it's different in each case, and in some cases it may be death. And that's the way it was for my brother Billy. They called one night from the Veterans Hospital in Minneapolis and to tell me that my brother was dead from alcoholism, and he had collapsed in the street, and they brought him in to the vets, and he died. And so my brother, my hero, died the way alcoholics oftentimes do, without friends, without family. And he was a long, long way from our neighborhood in the Bronx. But I'll tell you this, my brother Billy doesn't drink anymore. He's finished drinking. Now, for other people, it can be something trivial, but that line is there somewhere. And I came to it, and I didn't know that it was going to be my last day of drinking. It was November 24th, 1965. I had no idea that would be the day that I would stop drinking. I was in this, I had gotten a place to be, I was still a lawyer, I wasn't a law professor, I was still a lawyer. And I'd gotten a place to be a lawyer. Some classmates of mine let me stay in this place. And I had made a lot of money that day. And I had a handful of money. And there was a bar in the lobby of the building. So I had a decision to make. And I called up a man who's my sponsor. His name is John. And I talk about him a lot.